Today, playing the inflation blame game. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, inflation, of course, is the issue of the moment. And it's grounded at one level in the difficulty that we have in trusting each other and the intensity with which we all tend to defend our share of any spoils. Paul Krugman in the New York Times earlier this year quoted Olivia Blanchard, former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, and a hugely influential figure. And the quote was this: inflation is fundamentally the outcome of the distributional conflict between firms, workers, and taxpayers. It stops only when the various players are forced to accept the outcome. Now, for a straightforward rendering in game theory, Krugman also quoted William Nordhaus, another giant of the economics profession. In the 1970s, he compared inflation to what happens in a football stadium when the action on the field was especially exciting. Everyone stands up to get a better view, but this is collectively self-defeating. Now, if you apply that to inflation, this means that corporate executives want to keep profits up, which is what their shareholders pay them to do, while union leaders want to maintain standards of living for their members. Again, that's their job. The problem is that collectively, this will only push up prices. Both will be better served by thrashing out a compromise to share the pain. But that would require the kind of trust that is currently rare. So inflation can be viewed as the consequences of competition for the spoils. But as you will see, I think there is one other major actor missing in this discussion. In fact, the main inflation-generating factor, central banks themselves. Anyway, Hugh Pill, chief economist of the Bank of England, got into deep water this week following comments that he made in a Columbia Law School podcast. The problem is that he said at one point that Britons need to accept that they're poorer. It's not long since his boss, the Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, urged workers not to push for higher wages. Outrage resulted. And Twitter was full of attacks on Bailey and now on Pill, along with widely differing estimates of his salary. That incident tells us a lot. The podcast actually was a fair-minded and practical discussion of inflation, in which he quotes Liminy Snicket on the series of unfortunate events that have shocked inflation upward one after another: supply chain disruptions, the Ukraine invasion, avian flu, and so on and so on. And he admits that the Bank of England should have understood supply chains better and that this might have helped the bank control inflation. As to that offending comment, well, he was talking about how the economy could absorb the massive shock from natural gas price spikes, saying the UK, which is a big net importer of natural gas, is facing a situation where the price of what you're buying from the rest of the world has gone up a lot relative to the price of what you're selling to the rest of the world, which is mainly services in the case of the UK. You don't need to be much of an economist to realise that if the costs of what you're buying has gone up compared to what you're selling, you're going to be worse off. So somehow in the UK, someone needs to accept that they're worse off and stop trying to maintain their real spending power by bidding up prices, whether higher wages or passing the energy costs through to customers. And what we're facing now is that reluctance to accept that, yes, we're all worse off and we'll all have to take our share to try and pass that cost on to one of our compatriots. That pass the parcel game is generating inflation, and that part of inflation can persist. How much bargaining power and pricing power exists for different actors in the value chain, in the corporate side, and in the labour market? Later, he returned to make the point that the problem was about the UK economy's attempts to regain what had been lost, and again said that both wage growth and attempts to push up profits were an issue. As I heard it, he was explaining that after a few external shocks, inflation becomes a collective action problem. Ideally, everyone would take a share of the hit, and then they can move on. Human nature isn't like that, though, and as a result, economics isn't like that. Nobody wants to volunteer to take a share of the pain unless they're confident that everyone else will do the same. In that situation these days, it's a pipe dream. Now, the danger is, of course, that the process which he actually describes is ultimately self-defeating, in which companies defend their margins and workers push for higher wages and prices keep rising. He didn't argue that all of the burden should fall on workers, and nothing about what he said actually struck me in any way out of touch with the realities that many live. Higher prices hurt people, which is why central banks need to get inflation down. The greatest problem for the UK, as he discussed in his examples, is the attempt by companies to pass on their huge extra energy costs. But now, my problem with all of this, and I agree that both businesses and households partially have an agenda which may drive inflation higher, is what is really the root cause of the inflationary blast? It's not actually COVID or the Ukraine war or supply chain disruptions directly, but rather it's the massively inflated money supply, thanks to central banks taking interest rates way, way too low, and then using quantitative easing to flood the economy with cheap money, which drove asset prices and lending way higher. Now, I won't be taking the central bank's call for restraint very seriously until they finally admit that they created the problem in the first place. In practice, it seems to me, they are passing the buck, blaming companies and households for the inflation shock, which will be with us, by the way, for a long, long time. In other words, until central bankers admit that they were part of the problem, I cannot see that they can solve it, which means that we're going to see more inflation for a lot longer. And I'm very tired of central bankers blaming everybody else but themselves. They created the problem, they created the inflation monster, and now they're wanting everybody else to take the pain. And of course, as I've discussed on previous shows, there was almost no accountability for central bankers in their decisions. And in fact, politicians want to walk away rather than get closer to those decisions as well. So the bottom line is this: central bankers will more and more talk about workers bidding up wages and companies bidding up prices, but they're not talking about the fundamental underlying issue, which is that they created the problem, they took interest rates way too low, and quantitative easing flooded the system with very cheap money. As a result of that, we've got massive amounts of debt, and of course now interest rates are rising, and as I discussed earlier on today, this is creating huge pressure within the financial system as well. So there is no simple way forward from this point, and that's why I don't believe that inflation is going to cure itself anytime soon. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.